Hello everybody, I'm Richard Gong of Work to Live podcast version. This time, what I'd like to talk about is how to get opportunity to succeed. So for getting some opportunities to succeed. So here is the title of this episode. So I'm going to tell you the title, and the title is Go ahead alone, like the horns of rhinoceros, and you can get opportunities to succeed. So the conclusion is, to succeed, sometimes being isolated is needed. So this time I almost said along, but actually, so the correct stuff is, go ahead alone, like the horns of rhinoceros, and you can get opportunities to succeed. So the conclusion is, I often digress when talking. So which is why I'm going to tell you the conclusion beforehand. So the conclusion of this episode is. To succeed, sometimes being isolated is needed. I'm going to tell you the conclusion again. So the conclusion is, to succeed, sometimes being isolated is needed. So to start with, there are only few successors or few people who can succeed. To start with, for example, if you're in some country, you know, any country is fine, but you know, there must be some rich people, but the rich people are, the number of the rich people is really small, isn't it? So that is the case to every country or every corner or every part of the world. So people are jealous of rich people and envy rich people. But actually, it's you who decides to become a successful person or not. So, you know, just feeling jealousy against rich people or envying rich people is not enough. What you have to do is to create some business scheme for getting success. But actually, such action needs some kind of isolated situation or isolation. So that is because most people do not want to succeed. Many people want money, but many people do not want to work hard. Which is why, so it's really difficult for many people to work hard, and actually there are a fairly large amount of people who do not want to work, and they can be satisfied with moderate amount or moderate degrees of incomes. So for such people, there's no sense or meaning in telling how to succeed. But I can understand their feelings. for example, if you ask me whether I want the same amount of income as, for example, Jeffrey Bezos, or Elon Musk. But actually, the answer is no. That is because, of course, I want to become richer. But actually, so. I don't think I need to be as rich as Mr. Elon Musk or Mr. Jeffrey Bezos. because that is because, just to start with, as I have told you, in some past episodes, I don't like to be identified as other people, which is why, to start with, I don't like to become famous person. I don't like to become a famous person, which is why, so to start with, I don't like to become 100th richest person all over the world. I think it's fine for me because nobody knows who is the 100th richest person. So if you take a look at the rank of
the rank of the richest people all over the world. What the rank is, you know, maybe, you know, this year, there was a news broadcasting that was saying that the richest person or the first richest person was Mr. Elon Musk, who has become an executive of Twitter, and I also got that information from the news in this country, but actually so. Anyway, so you know, in my case, or thinking about my feeling, I wouldn't like to become as rich as Mr. Elon Musk. The first richest or the top richest person is Mr. Elon Musk in this year, and I'm recording this episode in 2022, or I'm recording this recording is being created on April in 2022, on which there has been an announcement from flagship station or broadcasting company that you know, Mr. Elon Musk has become the highest richest person all over the world. Anyway, so you know, thinking about the ranks, number one is Mr. Elon Musk, and the if it's possible for me, so I'd like to become, for example, number 100 richest person, because nobody even tries to check out the rank of me or my rank. So if I become 100th richest person. Anyway, so coming back to the track of this episode. So anyway, so in for example, you know, that rank showing the richest people all over the world is a typical example that, so of course United States of America has a lot of the richest people all over the world, but actually, so to start with, those richest people are isolated. There are no other people who can emulate them. Of course, for example, Mr. Bill Gates or Mr. Jeffrey Bezos can emulate Mr. Elon Musk, but actually, you know, because those people have been richer than Mr. Elon Musk. So in which sense, I think it's possible for those people who can emulate or who can exceed Mr. Elon Musk in the future. Anyway, but actually, there are only a small amount of people who can become as rich as those people, like Mr. Elon Musk or Mr. Jeffrey Bezos or Mr. Warren Buffett or Bill Gates. Anyway, so you know. Like I have just told you, so there are only a small amount of rich, of like I have told you, so there are only a small amount of richest people or rich people. So thinking about such a fact, so one of the difficulties you have to stand is isolation. So of course, so in the process of becoming rich, for example, you know, to start with, launching a company or founding a company and keeping the company ticking is really difficult. So I should have said plural term for verb. Anyway, so you know, I'm going to tell you again. So anyway, so founding and continuing a company is really difficult, because so in most cases after launching a company or after launching a blog, Some people, for example, in the case of the management of a blog, so some people lose access from the search engine, which was the search engines, of course. Google is the largest search engine all over the world. So if you live in, for example, if you live in mainland China or Russia, so in the case of Russia, you know, there is a huge search engine named Yandex, and in the case of mainland China, that is maybe Baidu. Baidu is the largest search engine in mainland China, and in the case of South Korea, there's a search engine named Naver. Naver is maybe the largest search engine in the case of Republic of Korea. But anyway, even managing a blog is really difficult. Managing a company is far more difficult than managing a blog. So, thinking about which most people grow reluctant to launching companies or even launching blogs. So, in such a case, maybe if you are thinking of launching companies or launching blogs, for example, so other people advise you not to do such a things, because, you know, as maybe if you consult other people, so whether it's good to launch a blog or launch a company or found a company, so in most cases other people would advise you or other people are going to advise you not to create a company or not to launch a blog. That is because in most cases, or in the cases of many people, they fail to continue their own businesses, including blog management, including company management. So, which is why most people abhorrent or admonish you, and people tell you some advices, not bringing you away from launching companies or launching blogs. So, I don't know whether it's a correct expression as English language, but actually, so in some cases you need to think isolatedly. In some cases you have to think alone in blog management or even launching a company. So, as I told you in the conclusion, so to succeed, sometimes being isolated is needed. So in this phase of this episode of podcast, I'd like to come back to the title of this episode. So I wrote in the title, and the writing says, "Go ahead alone, like the horns of rhinoceros, and you can get opportunities to succeed." So why I wrote rhinoceros is because this title from a phrase or from words or from a writing in Suttanipata. So I have created an episode in the past talking about Suttanipata, which is the name of a Bible of Buddhism, and I explained that Suttanipata, which is a Bible, was translated into Buddha's words, which is a title of a translated version of of Suttanipata in Japanese language. So, you know, and that translator did really a good job for when it comes to talking about the translation of that Bible. Anyway, so you know, I brought so which is so anyway, I brought a saying or a phrase or an writing of from Suttanipata, and original words
is wander alone like a rhinoceros. So
wander alone like rhinoceros means so go alone or wander alone like a rhinoceros, and which is needed for, you know, for example keeping you away from mundane desires. You know, this is so, you know, so this is related to, of course, you know, that is Suttanipata is a Bible of Buddhism, which is why that's what the Bible says is related to moksha or not revelation or liberation away from mundane desires or lusts. So which is why so people who could reach the state of moksha, so those people are called Buddha, and those people are required to wander alone like a rhinoceros. Or so if there's a Buddha, so that Buddha has to wander alone like a rhinoceros, which is what that the Bible says. So likewise, if you'd like to become a successful person, or if you'd like to become successful people, sometimes you need isolated states or isolated situations. So which is why I wrote this one in the title. And in the translated version of Japanese language, what this says is so wander alone like the horn of rhinoceros. So any translation, I think any translation is fine, but actually, so in the case of Japanese language says walk like a horn of rhinoceros or like the horn of a rhinoceros. So whichever form each translation takes. But actually, so what this writing says is that, you know, for example, so to keep being on the position as a Buddha, you need to wander alone like a rhinoceros. Which doesn't change in every translation, which is my perspective, of course. And anyway, so I think that is the case to being successful people. So which is what I'd like you to know this time. So before actually ending this episode, so let me tell you the conclusion. Not only the conclusion, but also the title. So the title is go ahead alone, like the horns of rhinoceroses, not rhinoceroses, rhinoceros, and you can get opportunities to succeed. And I use the plural term because that, so Asian, I got a piece of information which told me that there is only one horn in your rhinoceros, or Asian rhinoceros has only one horn, but actually, you know, in other areas, one rhinoceros has two horns. Anyway, so which is why I used the plural term for the horn. But actually, so if you have a picture that one rhinoceros has one horn, I think that is fine. And the conclusion is, to succeed, sometimes being isolated is needed. So, you know, sometimes isolation is necessary to become successful people. So, which is what I'd like you to know this time. So, that's it. Thank you very much for your listening. See you.